Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington, as always, presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. Honored to be joined now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline for the second time. Joining the Junkies, Governor Larry Hogan, the 62nd governor of the state of Maryland. He's got a new book out called Still Standing, Surviving Cancer Riots and the Toxic Politics That Divide America. Welcome, Governor.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's great to be back.
Good to have you. With the book, I actually wanted to start with cancer. Everybody knows you battled it for 18 weeks and did chemo, I believe, for 18 weeks. I wanted to rewind to before that. Did you know you had symptoms? Like, what brought you to the doctor, and then what was it like when you got that diagnosis?
You know, it was really kind of crazy. I had, I had just won the biggest upset in the country. I went in Maryland. We went to our first legislative session. Then I was battling the riots in Baltimore. We were on our first trade mission to Asia, and I was shaving on my last day in Japan. I got this. I saw this lump in my neck, in my throat, and I was like, well, it didn't hurt at all, but I was like, oh, that's kind of funny. I didn't really have any big symptoms of any kind. I was feeling a little run down, but I thought it was jet lag and working too hard, a little tired, but a couple of aches and pains in my back, but I was like, didn't feel, you know, like I was really ill. But I came back from that trip and went to the doctor, and, you know, they did a scan of my neck, and then they said, we want to do another one of your chest, and then a little lower, a little lower. These three guys walked in the room, doctors who I just met, and said, we got some bad news for you, Governor. You got very advanced and aggressive cancer that's spread all over your body. You had like 50-some tumors from my neck to my groin, and I had to immediately go in and start 24-hour-a-day chemotherapy, which lasted about 6 months, and then another 12 months of chemo after that, maintenance. But I'll tell you, it was Father's Day weekend. It was Friday when I got that news, and you know, first thing I thought of was, how am I going to tell my wife and my kids, and actually my dad, who was coming over. He was 80 at the time, but, you know, so how am I going to tell him? And everybody got to, you know, cry out of it. But then Monday morning, I had to tell all the 6 million people in Maryland who just had put their faith in me just a few months earlier. So, but yeah, I'll tell you, it made me a stronger person, and I realized what kind of struggles, you know, people that are dealing with that terrible disease go through. And I met some incredible people with tougher battles than mine and their family. So, just a part of my story, and I still, to this day, am very involved in cancer charities and trying to raise awareness.
Governor Hogan, you're obviously a very busy man. How have you had time to write a book? Like,
yeah.
I could write a book if I mean, nobody would care about it. Nobody would want to read it because I have so much time on my hands. But you're running a state. You're running the coronavirus response. You have so much on your plate. How did you carve out time to actually write the book?
Yeah, well, it's crazy. So a lot of it, because it's not, the way this process works, it takes a while. And people have been telling me for a long time, hey, you know, you really should write a book. You know, how'd you win that big election? What was it like dealing with the riots? Man, that cancer story. You know, a lot. You know, I know somebody I love that went through cancer. Tell that story. How'd you get reelected? And so there were bits and pieces of it that I was working on over a long period of time, just nights and weekends when I was bored or couldn't sleep or, you know, didn't have something. You know, so it wasn't all just sit down and let me write, you know, 300 some pages in the middle of a pandemic. I turned in the book back February 1st to the publisher. It was supposed to come out the 1st of June. And I said, you know, we're in the middle of a crisis. You can't possibly, I was in a state of emergency. And they would only push the pause button until the end of July, which is why it's out now. But they asked if I would update it with a couple of extra chapters about, you know, this most recent pandemic. And so that's why I just wrote like, another 30 pages. Late at night, you know, we're working 7 days a week on the pandemic and the economic crisis, but I squeezed in a little just to make it current, and I think people find it interesting. And I even get to talk a little bit about DeMatha and growing up in Prince George's County, and so nice. you guys might even read that part. I mean, you know, I talk a little, you know, Adrian Dantley and, you know, basketball. And
right.
What year? I know you left your senior year, right? You moved to Florida, I think, is the story.
I talk about that a little bit. I actually went just the freshman and sophomore year, and then my parents got divorced, and
right.
I moved with my mom down to Florida. But, you know, finally last year, they gave me an honorary DeMatha diploma. so I have this fake diploma from DeMatha, but it means a lot to me anyway. But I'm a DeMatha stag. Even though I never graduated like you guys did.
Yeah, well, Bickle has a fake one too, and he was there 4 years.
Yeah.
Well, you did, Governor, just to clear it up.
That'd be true.
You graduated from high school. Just to clear it up, you did graduate from high school. You just didn't graduate from.
Yeah, no, I did make it through high school. I actually even went on to college. I graduated from Florida State. Yeah, you know, they used to have a football program too.
Free Shoes University.
When they used to have a football
program. Free Shoes, Free Seafood University, Free Shoes University.
Yeah.
Joined by
Free
Governor
Seafood's
Larry
a good
Hogan.
One.
Governor Larry Hogan, while we talk about sports somewhat, I did see you got a nice endorsement from Cal Ripken on your website there promoting the book.
Yeah, Cal is a good friend and just a tremendous guy and a hero, and I appreciated him saying some nice things, but he's obviously such an institution in Maryland, and he's a good guy, and we become pretty good friends.
So just to slide into politics, we'll get to the coronavirus. I saw yesterday you talked about mail-in voting, and you were just you said you find it hard to be flabbergasted by some of Trump's tweets, but you still were.
Well, I mean, it's just he doesn't have any ability to change the date of the election. And only Congress can do that. So it just wasn't any reason for it. It caused a whole big commotion. And everywhere I went, they're saying, what do you think about what Trump said? And I was like, it doesn't really matter because he can't change it. So why are we arguing about it, basically?
Hmm. All right. So to rewind, a couple
can I just stay on politics just for a second?
Because right. You love politics so much, Jason.
Yeah, I mean,
we're going to talk some sports. We got to talk politics. You know, I came on your show so we could get away from that. I thought we were talking Redskins. Just, you know, baseball.
That's no longer the Redskins. Washington football team.
Well, we'll talk about that. Yeah.
My question is, and look, I'm kind of balanced, all right? Because I voted Democrat in my life, and I voted Repub. I've been on both sides. But if Trump was touting, let's keep schools closed, you know, let's shut down sports and all of that, everything that the Democrats are saying, what do you think the Democrats would be saying? Would Biden be saying, let's open schools, let's
I'll
open up your sports?
You, yes.
That's a good point.
What do you think would happen?
Yeah, well, that's a great point. Some of that is true. I mean, look, I'm just fed up with the whole political process, and there is a lot of divisiveness. And sometimes, you know, I just want to work together. I don't care. I'm kind of a get to work and get things done kind of a guy, and I'll work with anybody to try to solve problems. But nowadays, it's just, you know, red versus blue, you know, liberals and conservatives, Republicans, Democrats, and nobody seems to want to fix any problems. They just want to, like,
Want the power.
Call each other names.
They just want the power.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, Gov. I'm a law abider. Guys, you know what I mean? I put my seatbelt on. If you tell me to wear a mask, I'll wear the dumb mask. But you know this as well as anybody, that thing is a filthy rag, that with our kids have them all over the cars.
Yeah.
My kids, they share them with their friends because they're going into a restaurant and they forget that they didn't bring their mask.
Right.
I mean, I honestly believe, and it's just me, I'm not a doctor, I'm just a dummy. I honestly believe I'm getting more sick wearing the mask than otherwise.
Well, you know, I'm surprised to hear you're not a doctor, first of all.
I could be.
Impressed me.
He does have a master's degree,
school.
Governor.
I do have a master's degree. I'm close. I'm halfway.
Yeah. I get it. First of all, you're supposed to wash the masks so they're not filthy and you're not breathing in the germs from 2 weeks ago.
Right, but we know nobody does that.
It's just like changing your underwear, you know what I mean? You got to wash them once in a while. Look, all of the – Donald Trump, you know, says wearing a mask is patriotic. He put the mask on. Every single day we have these calls with the coronavirus task force at the White House, and you have the CDC and Fauci and Birx and all these people saying the mask is the most important thing. They came to us, all of our doctors, and said, you can either close all the businesses, all the bars and restaurants and all the retail stores, or we can keep the entire economy open. We have 98% of all of our businesses open. And the only thing you need to do is get people to wear the damn mask. And
all right, like, so let's say we wear the mask.
Solution for me.
All right,
I don't want to put people
it.
Out of work. I don't want to close businesses. It ain't that hard.
Yeah, look, you know? I'm wearing it. And my family, yeah. I encourage people to wear them.
Yeah.
So how much longer, though? When are we going to be out of this? If the mask is going to solve it.
If we made you wear a baseball cap, would it be better?
He wears one of those every day already.
No, Gov, I was asking.
That's his
when
point.
Is it,
make it mandatory. Yeah.
When is it over, though? When are we
done? That's a really good question. I mean, we don't know. Unfortunately, we now have, I think, 21 states across the country that are kind of raging out of control. Luckily, we're not one of them because we've taken some pretty aggressive actions. But, you know, this thing crosses borders. It doesn't stop at the state line. And, you know, it's not – we're not getting it under control. So it's kind of scary. I mean, right now it looks pretty good. We're in a lull in Maryland, and I want to kind of keep it that way. But there, I'm on calls with my fellow governors who are really having difficult problems with, you know, 25-28% infection rates, overflowing hospitals, you know, thousands of cases every day, people dying. And we just don't want us to be back in that situation where we were, you know, back in March and April.
Well, here's a question for you. JP, one more. Yeah, how many cases?
I thought we were going to talk sports. Isn't this the junk?
I got a sports question.
Go ahead. I quit. Go ahead.
It's actually regarding the COVID.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to talk a little serious about COVID too. So,
well, let me ask you this: Would you advise the University of Maryland and Coach Locks over there to have practices and to start their season when they are, you know, planning on starting the Big Ten schedule? What do you think about the Terps?
Yeah, so I talked with the president of the University of Maryland yesterday, and they have a really good plan, it sounds like to me. He was calling me to kind of update me on their plans. We're going to test, you know, they're not going to bring all the students back on campus. They're going to try to do about 80% of their courses online. Of course, people are coming back for science classes or lab classes or things where you have to be there. It's different. So they're going to be able to space out and distance in the dorms and not have people packed into one room. I think they're going to have single room dorms and things like that. On the sports program, I mean, they've already been testing everybody and had them back on campus for quite a while, sort of in a not quite in the bubble you have down in Orlando, but staying to themselves. The guys are not out, you know, partying with their friends. They're staying in one place. They're testing them regularly. They only had out of 200 people with the football program, they found 9 positive cases and isolated them. So I think they're working towards that, and I think that the Big Ten is supposedly going to make some kind of a decision, maybe as early as this weekend, Sunday or Monday, about what they're going to do. But I think they're working towards trying to figure out a way to get the guys to play. So that's what I'm hoping.
Talking to Governor Larry Hogan, his new book is called Still Standing, available in all bookstores. Since you want to talk about sports, one of the big things we saw recently was Dr. Fauci's first pitch. How would a Governor Hogan first pitch look?
Well, I mean, no offense to Dr. Fauci, who I happen to like and talk to quite often during this pandemic. I would say he should not quit his day job because I don't think he's going to get a pitching job in Major League Baseball. He's really good at the doctor stuff, but not so great at throwing out that first pitch. So, but you know what? I'll tell you, it's funny. I think I can probably throw a better pitch than him. But I've sort of avoided throwing it. They ask me all the time to throw out a first pitch. I haven't been playing baseball for a long time, and I've seen so many politicians go out there, you know, and bounce it halfway the home plate or throw it up in the stands. And so I've been really careful to say I'm not going to go embarrass myself, you know.
Yeah, I was looking for video. And I think maybe did the first lady throw out the first pitch? I've been looking for.
Well,
Governor
Hogan. what's really interesting. So I was on my way. This is a great story. I was on my way to Sarasota for they had a charity weekend. We had the whole weekend planned. I was going to throw out the first pitch for a Yankees game. It was raising cancer charities for kids. It was a country music weekend. Well, I was on my way on the plane when we got the word of the first corona cases outbreaking in Maryland. And so I touched down in Tampa and ran full speed to the other end of the airport to catch a plane to come back. It was a giant U-turn. And I left my wife in Sarasota, and she filled in for me at all the events all weekend, and she threw out the first pitch. And I was on. I was talking to Brooks Robinson, who said, "Man, your wife has got a hell of an arm." apparently, she did better than me.
Right, right. That's funny.
Yeah, well, all right, so pressure-packed pitch.
Yeah, she's pretty good. She's quite the athlete. But, you know, one serious thing I want to touch on, because I know a lot of your audience is, you know, younger guys. And one thing we're concerned about here in Maryland is our numbers are doing pretty well among people over 35, but they're skyrocketing among people under 35. And so we right now have our infection rate among 35 and younger is 75% higher. 56% of all of our new cases are under 35. And the bulk of our new hospitalizations, which are up 28%, are people under 35, which is a total reversal of what was going on earlier. You know, at the beginning of this, it was all people in their 70s and 80s, and they were coming from nursing homes. And now it's not. It's people in their 20s and 30s.
But so isn't that better, Gov?
I think people ought to be careful, you know.
Isn't that better?
And listen to them. What's that?
Isn't that better, though, that younger people absorb this because they do better, so the hospitalization isn't as meaningful as it was earlier, where our older people were being slaughtered?
Yeah, well, no, it is. It is. It's good news, but it's not great news. I mean, the bad news is people are getting really sick, and they're sick enough to go in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have, you know, close to 600 people in the hospital right now. It's a lot lower. They're surviving. They're not dying, but they're in the hospital for 10 days on oxygen and taking all kinds of meds. It's not the fun thing to do.
For sure. But most of them also tend to have a lot of issues. Obesity is a huge issue in our country. It tends to be the number one thing. Like, I don't think
Was that a personal dig when you said?
No. I can look in the mirror. I mean, I need to lose 10 pounds. Who doesn't need to lose 10 or 15 pounds? But I mean, we should be talking more about that. We should be building our immune systems. We should be losing weight. We should be getting fitter. We should be getting our vitamin D. We should be taking our vitamins. Nobody talks about that.
I feel like I should go work out as soon as I hang up.
Yeah.
At least work on that opening pitch.
Yeah, hey, work on my pitch.
Hey, Gov, let's keep it light for a second. October 3rd, big date in Maryland, the Preakness.
What are
we going to see as far as, you know, I know it's a ways off.
No fans. No fans.
Completely fanless. A few VIP fans allowed. What's the Preakness going to look like in a few months?
You know, it's a really good question. It's kind of like we're trying to figure out, you know, what. I mean, look how the start of Major League Baseball has been. They had some plans. They're starting to fall apart a little bit and crumble. They're trying to figure out a way to keep it going. We don't really know what football looks like, right? We're trying to see if we can't figure out a way to play not only college football, but professional football. And then, so the Preakness is sort of like that, a little further down the road. We pushed it back to October, hoping that would be beyond, you know, the crisis. Sadly, it looks like this is going to continue into the fall, and it just depends on kind of where we are in the fight, I think. I mean, if in October, Maryland looks like, you know, we did back in April, or what Texas and Florida and Mississippi and Arizona and California look like right now, then you probably don't have any fans there. But, you know, if we continue to, you know, beat this thing down and stamp it out and we're making real progress, and it's possible we could have. We still have to be, I'm sure, distanced and not going to be packing them in the infield probably.
What are the rules?
Used to getting drunk in the infield.
Right.
But you might be able to see some people out there, you know, watching the race. Some VIPs. Maybe I can get one of you guys in.
There you go.
What are the rules on youth sports right now in the state of Maryland?
Yeah, well, we have kids out playing and trying to keep them as safe as possible. It is because we thought it was important to try to get kids out there. I'll tell you what, we've had some recent, just this past week or so, some teams coming in visiting that are playing, baseball together, that we had some cases flare up and some infection spreads. It's not a widespread thing, but we had a couple of outbreaks where a team, we had a bunch of kids, and then they came in and gave it to other kids. So, you know, look, we're just trying to get things back to normal, but also keep the kids safe. I mean, the kids aren't getting, like this conversation earlier, kids aren't getting really sick like the older people either, but they're spreading it to their parents and grandparents. And so, we don't want kids getting sick,
what we do, Gov, in my family is to protect that. I don't let my kids near my mother. Right? I only see her outside. So why don't we leave it up to people's individual responsibility?
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's is that just because you don't want to hang out with your mother? Or your
No, kids? I have her out on the patio.
Oh, yeah. You keep her out there all the time?
Yeah. Exactly. The tent.
Yeah, even if it rains.
Yeah.
Well, no, you know what? Seriously, we do this contact tracing, try to find out where the infection comes from, where you've been, where do you think you got it, who have you been, you know, who you're spreading it to. Amazingly, the thing came back this week. Everybody says, oh, it's bars and restaurants. Actually, the number one thing was family gatherings.
Right.
Because people are saying, I'm not going out. I'm not going to this. I'm not going to go to these places. I'm going to take it easy and just hang out with our family. So 20 or 30 people are hanging out in the backyard. Nobody has a mask. You're just, you know, you feel comfortable. But actually, one person went to work. One person went to camp. Somebody right. went to the bar. And they brought it home and gave it to the whole family. So that's where a lot of the spread is. The next one was offices. You know,
well, they're idiots.
Yeah. And it's probably because 85%. You wouldn't wash your mask and because you took it off. You know, it's guys like you.
Last question for you, Governor Hogan. On the lighter side, do you like any of the Washington football team potential names, whether it's the Red Wolves or Red Tails or some of the other ones?
You know, I don't really have a favorite. I'm a little bit concerned about, you know, I'm offended by the first part of the name. Because Washington, to me, is offensive.
Come on.
represents everything about dysfunction and divisiveness. Yeah. You know, I think they should drop that. I think they should be the Prince George's football team or Maryland's other football team, something like that, you know?
Right.
Too easy for you. Thanks Too a lot, easy. Governor Hogan. The book's called
Gov.
Still Standing, Surviving Cancer Riots, a Global Pandemic, and the Toxic Politics That Divide America. You can get it at stillstandingbook.com or wherever books are sold.
Hey, thanks, guys. Thank you,
Governor.
Thanks for sparring with us.
All right. Take care, guys.
All right,
you
man.
Too.
Appreciate it.
That's Governor Larry Hogan.
Jason,
Florida
State instance. And I know everyone's upset.
About what?
But you know, like, if you have 30 people in your backyard, well, you deserve whatever corona you get. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not suggesting people should have 30 people in their backyard.
I'm not. It's a bad move, but.
I mean, you deserve it.
But saying you deserve it, it just makes things harder. It just prolongs it.
Right. But all I'm saying is we should be leaving it up to the individual responsibility of people to make their own smart decisions.
Well, that's essentially what they do.
They don't do that for seatbelts. I mean, there's a lot of things. You could say the same thing.
Correct.
Why do we have seatbelt laws? Why do we have drinking and driving laws?
You probably shouldn't have seatbelt laws. No, drinking and driving laws are different because that puts others at risk. You know, I don't think a seatbelt necessarily puts others at risk.
Yeah, but why do we have a drinking age?
Say again?
You could say individual choice. Why do we have a drinking age? I mean, you can do this in a lot of laws.
Well, that's a little different. That's a little different, I think, than just protecting yourself against 10 billion viruses.
But ultimately, that's what it is. I mean, ultimately, you're leaving it up to the person. There's 330 million people. I mean, you can't monitor 300 million people. You just have to leave it up to them to make their own decisions and to make the right decisions.
Of course.
They're just trying to help with the masks. Much like a seatbelt.
Let me ask, and I wanted to ask him real quick, if you don't wear the mask out in public in Maryland and a cop drives by, can you get ticketed? Can you get fined? I don't even know.
Only if you're not social distancing.
In D.C., the mayor is telling them to call the cops on you. Unbelievable.
Got to take a break. We'll be back with more here on The Junkies.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington.
You know, I need to give a shout out to Laura Horsecamp. I tweeted it yesterday, and I'll retweet the link. I got to find it. But she's in one of these fitness competitions.
Another one?
Yeah, this is just like an
online thing. They were in like a bodybuilding competition a couple of years
ago. It's always cut them up season, Jason. Yes. You know this.
And you can see the pictures. Like if you want to see how ripped Tommy got, we didn't have a sip of alcohol for
what a terrible way to live.
I mean, that's not living.
You know, and he also had to limit his food intake to like 1.2 ounces of chicken.
Well, that was at the very end. To build up the muscle, he couldn't stop eating. They had him eating like crazy. But anyway, so vote for Laura. It's Miss Health and Fitness 2020. You could goof on Tommy. He doesn't care. You'll see him in there with his bodybuilding pose.
Right.
If you click on the link, I just retweeted it.
Which standard bodybuilding pose is it?
I don't know. I don't know.
Is it double guns?
I don't know. I don't know.
Is it the side pose?
Let me see.
Is it the back flex? I need to know which pose it is.
Harshy.
Oh, yeah. He's standing there with her, and he's doing this, and she's doing that. And Laura's a big, like, trainer, and she, you know, that's one thing she does. And I don't even think she makes any real money off it. I think she just loves to train.
She does softball.
She does softball lessons. Yeah, she does all that. But she's like one of those body coaches or whatever, you know, where they all help each other. She's all into all that.
Like who wants to help? Who wants to help each other?
Yeah,
who
do that? Exactly.
By the way, can I give a shout out to my sister Sam Bishop, the director of golf over at Stonewall. She's invited me out there to play today, and now it's raining, but you know, I'm still gonna go out there. Just gotta get out of the house, play a little golf,
right?
So I'm going to go over this. Thank you, Sam.
My
long-lost sister. You didn't know I had another sister.
I did not know that. I was unaware.
My daughter's supposed to have a diving lesson at 10, but we don't know. I guess we'll find out. Do you dive in the rain?
I think you can dive in the rain as long as there's no thunder and lightning.
Yeah, because you're good. The board's already wet. It's not like you're going to slip and fall on the board.
Yeah.
I mean, who really wants to do that? But she loves to get her little lessons in, so.
Speaking of rain and lightning and thunder,
yeah.
I think it was last week, but there was a house that can't be more than a quarter of a mile away, like down the next street, where a tree was struck by lightning in the backyard, and it was the loudest boom I've ever heard in my life. And that was a quarter of a mile away. I can only imagine if you were living in the house where that happens. You think the world is ending. You're going to think a nuke just went off in your backyard because it shook my house. It shook the house that was two doors down, not three doors down, two doors down, knocked pictures off the wall. I mean, it rattled the foundation of the house. It was so powerful.
Well, remember I talked about that storm that came through my county. I don't know. This is like 3 weeks ago. Remember I told you overnight?
Yeah.
It was so loud. It sounded like it was right above the house. I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
I mean, it could have been a couple miles away, but it was real. Yeah, those storms are no joke, bro. Lightning's no joke.
It's no joke. Nope. Nature's no joke. Lightning's not a joke. Great white sharks that are swimming around with you out in the water, no joke. You got to respect nature.
Are hurricanes a joke, Cakes?
No, absolutely not.
Damn it.
But I think you're going to be like, I know nothing about hurricanes. I'm going to say that hurricane is at Isaiah.
It's
There's an extra S on the end.
Yeah, it's some weird name.
I'm going to call it Isaiah with a silent S.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it maxes out at a Category 2 hurricane. And it's going to be a little bit hurting, and it may flood near where you are, but you're not going to have any major damage. You may lose power for a little bit, but I think overall you're going to be okay.
Right.
That's my expert take on the situation.
All right, I hope you're right.
But I'm always wrong. I'm a cooler. So that just means it's going to be a Category 5, and it's going to rip the roof off of your rental.
What are you paying for the house again? Did you say $10K for the house?
Yeah, I don't think that's right. I honestly don't know.
Are you paying for the entire house?
No, it's a bunch of us.
Oh, you're chopping it. Okay.
Yeah, the choppity chops.
Yeah.
So you might be paying $3 for the house.
Oh, actually, I think we got a better deal than that. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But some people, are paying and not even going. You know, because they just decided to pass.
Really?
Yeah. I get it. I mean, you know, don't want to put anybody.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
Risk.
I missed it by a week because I guarantee it's going to hit Baldhead. I mean, it's going to hit Baldhead. It's going to hit the Outer Banks. It's going to hit the Baldhead.
It's funny that I've never hit a hurricane before while I've been there. I guess this is the time when they start up in August, right? I guess that's the time when they really start.
Usually late July to, I don't know, mid-October. Right.
And I can never go earlier because my kids usually have stuff. So I usually can't really go until the first week in August. So it is what it is. I can't go when Cakes goes. There's no hurricanes when Cakes goes. Although it was
go
just
early in the summer.
Yeah.
I try to dodge it.
I wouldn't mind being – I don't want to be in a category 3 or 4. A category 1 or 2, I would like to go onto the onto the beach and watch the waves.
I feel like JP's
I would
a
like
magician.
To storm chase.
He's disappearing and appearing constantly.
My internet is shaky right now.
Your internet?
Internet connection was lost.
Sounds your Arrows, your Arrows internet's hurting. You need to upgrade. Get something silly.
Hey, yeah, you do
need modern. To let people know, especially Nats fans, that there's a whole slew of smoothie plays to open the season. Eaton's opening night jack, Cabrera's base clearing triple. Vote for your smoothie play of the homestand at the Washington Nationals Twitter handle, at Nationals, brought to you by Tropical Smoothie Cafe. They partnered with the team to bring you the Nats Berry Crush Smoothie, a delicious blend of strawberries and cranberries. Order ahead online for carryout or try curbside pickup or delivery at participating DMV locations. Tropical Smoothie Cafe, official smoothie of the Washington Nationals.
I got to say this real quick. On the way back from Baldhead, we stopped in Southport to get some lunch, and I had a Trop Smooth wrap. It was called the Chicken Chipotle Wrap.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it was good.
Chicken.
They've got good food.
They do.
I mean, that wrap was
for me.
It was money.
I might need to go.
I've always had smoothies, but I don't think I'd ever had a wrap from there. Man, I could eat one
I've had
right
them because they've dropped them off at the studio. I do not miss driving into D.C., but I do miss walking out of the studio after a Tropical Smoothie Cafe food drop and seeing those gigantic smoothies just waiting to be consumed. I do miss that.
Coming up next, we're actually...
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We have our smoothie player of the week. Keep it here. Welcome back. Junkies on 106, 7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. You guys did a little shout-out portion. Should mention, I went over to Audi Rockville yesterday and consummated the deal. Bought a brand-new 2020 Audi Q5 white. It'll primarily be for my wife to drive around back and forth. She started working on Sunday. She taught an outdoor class over at Lifetime. They did it outdoors by the pool.
So this is your own personal vehicle. This is not a promotional vehicle.
Yeah, I mean, I bought it from Audi Rockville. I'll be making payments.
Right.
Yeah, but he'll be doing endorsements, and he'll be getting paid, and that's how. Yeah.
Right, that's how it works.
One would hope, although that's not active right now.
That's how it all works. People don't understand that, that's how it works.
How does it work?
Except, EB, this is how
I don't understand it. Can you tell me how it works?
I'm making a payment, and right now no money's coming in. Yeah, that's a wrinkle.
Well,
Why don't you just let me do my plug? I don't kill your plugs.
I'm not killing your plug.
You're plugging them.
How's that killing it? I'm just explaining, because a lot of times people think you're just getting free stuff. No, you're working for it.
I just said I bought it.
Yeah.
JP, you're not following. Eric, this is in reference to the Offenbacher stuff. That's what he's getting crap about. So he's just
everything. People say it all the time.
Well, I don't know. Everything. I mean, I just know this deal. I bought it. I may never do spots for them again. I bought it.
I'll bet you do spots. You want to take
the
bet?
I hope so.
Yeah, you want to take the bet? I'll bet you.
I hope so.
Yeah, right, because you know you are.
But if you want to make my payments, you can. I'll have payments.
I'll make the payments with the check they send you.
I just know it's a silly ride.
It is a great ride.
Go find my guy, Joe Nolan. He's from Bowie. Went to Bowie High School in sales. Larry Severn's GM. And they'll set you up. Beautiful Audi.
Here, let me write down the status of my car deal right here. Hold
let me
on.
See. Let me see what it says.
Cakes.
Well, just hold on a second. Let me write this out so everybody in NBC Sports Washington can see.
I thought it was just going to be a blank page.
Can you read that?
Free agent.
Free agent. I'm a free agent at this point. Haven't heard a lot of offers rolling, though. I'll just be honest. But, again, I'm being patient. It's all I can do at this point. It's all I can
do. Play the long game. And how many cars are currently in your driveway?
Because my son took his car up to Baltimore. There's only three, JP.
Oh, good. I actually would have I could park. I could park in your driveway.
There's only three vehicles. There's plenty of space.
Nice.
You're good to go.
All right, let's go to line one. If you want to
look, I changed my name in my box.
Nice. 800-636-1067 is the number. I think Ken wants to fill you in on some hurricane information, Bickle.
All right.
What's Bickle. Up, Ken?
What's up, buddy?
Not much, buddy. Hey, I'm a non-resident property owner down at the Outer Banks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? When there is a hurricane, you will be mandatory evacuated.
What, are they going to drag me out of my house like China?
They could.
Rental.
They're
Dude,
not going to.
Rental. Okay. All right. Have fun.
All right.
Getting it home.
EB knows. EB knows everything.
Hold on. So now we live in China. So they're going to come to my house and pull us out.
Bickle, listen to me for a minute.
Yeah.
Bickle, I'm a non-resident property. When this pandemic started, I couldn't get down to the property for 2 months.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. I understand.
Okay, well, when there's a hurricane, they evacuate.
Yeah, I
well, he's just saying he's just saying
how you can ride it out. They just won't come get you.
They're not going to put you in handcuffs and force you out of the house. They're just saying it's mandatory. If you stay, it's on you.
Right.
That's essentially what he's saying.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not going to come in there and pull me out of the house.
No.
Like they did in China when the guys that had the corona.
No. I think you're right. I think they just when they say it's mandatory, they're telling you it's for your own good.
Yeah, they're just going to, if something bad does happen, don't expect
But they're
help.
Not going to go house to house and search every room, no.
Do you know what they did in China for some people that had corona, allegedly? I mean, who knows?
I don't.
Probably killed them.
They bolted them in their apartments.
Yeah, I know.
You know what? Smart.
Cakes!
To contain the spread.
Cakes!
They're trying to spread it to the whole country? Sorry, you're shutting it down.
All right, that's watch
shut
out.
Shut down.
Watch out. Could be happening here in a few weeks.
Could be.
This house, as of right now, corona-free.
Yeah.
No
too.
Lockdown here. None whatsoever.
Yeah.
Your dog looks really worried.
He's chilling. He has no. There's no
that
corona for him to catch.
That's
he's
his
old.
Spot, right?
Simba's. This is his spot. Simba. Is his he's spot. Old. He's just chilling. This is what I'm going to look like in 15 years. Yeah. Just like that.
Well, that's right, what you look like. That's
just
actually what
like
you look
that.
Like. I've seen you. That's what you look like at the poker tables for the most part.
Sometimes you do.
Cakes. Here's a question.
If you go through 15 hands, we just don't have anything. You're not catching a piece of anything.
You mean like my most recent visit?
Right, that's the way
National
you look
Harbor?
Like your dog, like Simba.
I did. I felt like that for 90% of the session. You're correct.
Yeah.
Cakes, here's a question for you. So I'm going to be gone. You guys can all throw parties. I'm going to be gone for a couple weeks. Ratings will go way up. When I come back,
yes.
Will there be will all the sports still be going on,
Ooh.
Or so will one of them be
weeks?
Shut down? I'm gone
what,
for 2 weeks.
What right, date? Well, so that's what August. You'll be back August 17th.
I don't know something.
I'm going to say. Now I'm always wrong.
Something.
All sports up and running. I'm going to say the Marlins thing was an outlier because a few of those donks did whatever, went out in Atlanta and did some shenanigans and then spread it all over the place. They're going to get a lid on that. Everything's going to go smoothly as planned. Everything still up and running when you're back from Hurricane Central.
Well, Cakes, do you know that the Brewers game just got postponed?
I did not know that.
COVID.
Who are they
playing? That's a little disturbing.
Oh, the Brewers-Cardinals got postponed?
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
Nope.
I know it's not postponed.
Saying? What are they saying happened?
Who tested positive?
I don't. They just came out.
Here's what's not postponed, Richard. Wizards-Suns, 4 p.m. Bobby, throw 20 on the over for me, please. I don't even know the number. I'm just blindly betting the over.
It looks like the Cardinals had an outbreak.
Here's my
this is where it starts.
That's okay. Here's my contention. There will be various outbreaks, but you're just going to have to deal with it. We're going to have to plow through it. There's going to be cancellations. There're going to be postponements, and we got to hold our nose and plow through it.
I'm so bitter. That's a 2-10
game.
Have
to miss, let's say they have as many players as the Marlins test positive. We have no idea. We're just giving this information. Could be one or two guys. But let's say they have as many as 17 guys. Well, if those 17 guys under their protocol don't test negative for 2 weeks, miss 2 weeks of games. What do you do in an 8-week season?
What you do. You call up the minor league donks. You throw the Cardinals jerseys on them and say, "Hey, you're welcome to the show."
JP, you follow the CDC guidelines, which I believe they are now recommending. I can post the link if you want. You don't even have to test now after you test positive. You just have to go a certain number of days without symptoms.
Well, I'm just telling you what the baseball, they can change their protocols.
So then change the protocol.
Right, but right now, Major League Baseball has certain protocols, and I think, we just went through this with Soto, they have to come back with 2 negative tests.
Correct.
And so that seems to take time. We were talking about it with Utah, but that can change. Real quick, let me just tell you who the smoothie player of the week is for the Washington Nationals. The smoothie player of the week served up fresh every Friday by Tropical Smoothie Cafe.
Here's the 1-2. Swing a high drive, well hit left center field. Back goes Hernandez to the warning track, to the wall, and there it goes! Michael Taylor with a 2-run homer against Hyunjin Ryu, who has been his nemesis. Taylor with his second home run of the year. Both of his hits here in 2020 have left the yard, and the Nationals lead this one 4-1.
Michael Taylor went 1-for-3 with a 2-run homer Thursday against the Blue Jays, his second of the season. Tropical Smoothie Cafe and the Nationals have partnered to create the Nat's Berry Crush Smoothie. It's a delicious blend of strawberries and cranberries available this season at participating DMV locations.
So now you've got, three games canceled tonight, if you're including the Cardinals-Brewers? And I'm so bitter about that because that
was probably have to cancel quite a few games if they're gonna until they figure out exactly.
What a disaster.
Who's got what? It's a virus. Here's the thing. Have we heard how the Marlins are doing?
Fantasy plays. I got all kinds of stuff.
Have we heard how they're doing?
No. Haven't heard a peep.
I thought they were all asymptomatic. I'm sure they're fine.
That's what I had heard, but I don't want to spread that if it's not true.
Maybe there was an older coach who got it or staffer, but I think
Two coaches did get it. I'm just curious.
Two coaches and then 2 members of the Phillies staff, I believe, including 1 coach.
Which, by the way, I guarantee you, I bet everything I own, the Phillies staff members were wearing masks. Just, I guarantee you.
All right, we got to get out of here. It's going to be Cakes and Dukes tomorrow morning starting at 9. Don't want to miss that.
See you then.
Cakes, Bish, I'm JP. Have a great weekend. Grant and Danny next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.